Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordpodcast.com. Today, I'll be sharing on which browser are you using. A few years ago, I was speaking to a gentleman about a business matter. He asked me to go to their website and he was walking me through the site explaining things. At one point during the discussion, I couldn't find what he was talking about. He kept saying it's there, just beside that. Eventually, I concluded that I had a problem with my browser. So I changed the browser and everything on his website became visible. This is not the first time I've experienced this. Have you ever had problems with a website? Before concluding that there is something wrong with the site, perhaps you should try changing the browser. There are many browsers today in the market. However, for the purpose of this illustration, I will only mention two browsers, Internet Explorer and Chrome. Both browsers require periodically updating. However, from the above account, it is evident that what shows up on a site sometimes depends on the browser you are using. In layman terms, it can be said that the browser is an application used to access and view websites. It allows a person to see what is required to be seen. A faulty browser will impact on what you can see. Now, let's apply this to the spiritual. The Bible says in the book of Romans 12, verse 2, and I read, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." A mind can be seen as a type of a browser. It needs to be renewed to see the things of God. Have you ever looked at a person and wonder why they can't accept certain things? One reason might be that their mind needs to be renewed to be able to see what is necessary. In other words, the mind, which is a type of browser, needs to be renewed. If we dwell on earthly things, our outlook and perceptions remain carnal. But if we dwell on spiritual things, our perceptions will be spiritual and will be able to focus on things of eternal value. Romans 8 verses 5 to 6, and I read, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." We do not see things sometimes because our browsers, figuratively, are not configured accurately. This requires growing up, focusing on what is right, and renewing our minds. Are you facing a challenge? What browser are you using? What effort are you making to update your browser? Spiritually, we update our browsers by renewing our minds. Have you been trying to tell someone something that they seem not to get? Perhaps you need to encourage the person to change their browser. Our browsers will determine what we can see. This is why we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. So I ask the question again, which browser are you using? The carnal browser or spiritual browser? Our browsers impact on what we can see. It's time to renew our browsers so we can see clearly the things God has in stock for us. In closing, I'll read Romans 12 verse 2 again. "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Thanks for listening.